The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Nebraska visits Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Scott, I forgot to ask this question yesterday, so I apologize. With the offense that you guys run, when you face teams like Michigan and Wisconsin, are you guys going to have to bolster up the walk-on program so that you can get players who might be able to simulate what those teams do, since your offense is quite a bit different than those teams, or do you think with time and with strength and conditioning, your defense will just be able to figure that out on its own?
No, I think it's all those things. I think we need more talent across the board. We need more talent in backups, more talent in young kids, more talent in walk-ons. In year two of any program, I think you're afforded more time in the spring to start working on other people's schemes rather than just trying to learn your own. So in the spring ball next year, I'm sure we'll do a lot more things with our defense where we can try to give them the looks that those teams get. This first spring, you're just trying to get most of those reps are against our offense. So all those things are going to work together to make that a little bit easier.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, Scott. Around the Big Ten this past Saturday, there's two or three pretty good trick plays that were run, notably Iowa's fake field goal against Minnesota. Did you see that one, and what did you think of it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see that one. I've seen a few others, but I haven't watched that game.
I'm just curious, how much time do you spend in your practices working on what I guess would be called gadget or trick plays?
We're trying to get our game plan ready every week. Some weeks that includes some kind of what would you call trick play or gadget. Some weeks it includes two or three. Some weeks, well, almost every week there's at least one. You know, anything we call, we got to feel like we can run efficiently enough to have a chance. And, I think I've seen some really good ones in this league and around the country this year.
And with regard to that, how do you, as the guy calling the plays, know when it's just the right time to try it?
It's a feel thing. Everything's a feel thing. I think there's some that are best called early. There are some that are best on second and short when you have it down to waste. There's some that are maybe you want to hold in your back pocket until you really need a play, depending on how you feel about it. And I'll tell you this, a lot of those plays are better to call when you're up 7 or 10. And you got to be in those situations in order to run those things.
Thank you.
You got it.
Your next question is from Matthew Stevens, goldenblack.com.
Scott, how do you balance the idea of having been through two builds before at UCF and now at Nebraska? How do you balance the quote unquote win now mode with where you want your program to be in 2, 3, 4 years?
You know, I don't think you really have to balance it too much because the best thing you can do, most of the time, the best thing you can do for your young players and for the future is get as good as you can get right now. I think there's a point when if it's close between two guys and one's a senior and one's a freshman that you're going to be counting on for 3 years, that maybe you spend a little more time or give a few more reps to the young guy that you're going to have to count on. But for the most part, anything that you're doing to try to get better and win is going to correlate with getting better for the future. We're certainly never going to sacrifice anything right now for the future, but you have to have a vision toward the future and be recruiting and be developing and understand that nothing's going to happen overnight.
Have you had to balance or balance a win now mode that, you know, the competitiveness of all coaches in both rebuild projects or have you, you've said before, you know where this is going. So have you had to almost help yourself in that regard or do you feel like you're on the same path?
No, I think our whole coaching staff is so competitive that it doesn't matter if it's year one or year six. Losing hurts. Losing is no fun and none of us enjoy it. So we're doing everything we can to win ball games. You know, talking about the decision to play younger players, unfortunately a bunch of the guys that I think are going to be special around here down the road, we have a bunch of them, quite a few of them are hurt and not able to go right now. We'd love to be getting those guys in at least for the four games that would allow them to keep their red shirt, but several of those guys are done for the year and we won't get to work with them again until spring. So, you know, we got what we got and we're going to keep fighting with them. They are we're getting better every week. We're getting better every time we go out and that's only going to help our future. Try to do everything we can to win right now.
Thanks, Scott.
You got it.
Coach, thank you for your time today and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.